or so has been a challenge in agricultural equipment sales with the economy and with what's going on in the industry. We're going to take a look at the larger industry as far as what prices are here in the U.S. and Canada, how that has impacted sales, and what we're seeing for specific companies after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, U.S. sales of agricultural tractors and combines fell in October of this year. The U.S. sales of ag tractors decreased 14.2% in October of 2024 compared to the year prior. That according to new data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Sales of combines also fell during the month, dropping 34.6% compared to what they were in 2023. October's sales of ag tractors and combines follow a September that also showed a slowdown in sales. That according to AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blades, and these declines point to the overall softness in the ag economy following a robust 5 years of positive industry results. Now, Canadian sales of ag tractors also dropped in October, finishing the month 15.1% behind 2023 sales, while combine sales fell 26.9% compared to the year prior. Now, breaking it down by the numbers in the U.S., two-wheel drive farm tractors less than 40 horsepower were down 8.4%, while those tractors between 40 and 100 horsepower were down 12.8% for the month, and those tractors 100 horsepower or greater were down 37.8%. Four-wheel drive tractors were only down 0.5%, and combines were down 34.6% total. Now, if we look year over year, those 40 horsepower or less tractors down 14.7% year over year, 40 to 100 horse tractors down 9.8% year over year, and 100 plus horsepower tractors down 15.3% year over year. Four-wheel drive tractors found themselves up 1.3% if you take a look at October of this year versus October of last year, and self-propelled combines were down 23.1%. Now, amid an industry-wide sales decline, CNH also reported income declines because of an unsold inventory issue and declining sales to farmers. CNH Industrial reported rough sailing for the 3 months that ended September 30th of this year, net income of $310 million in the quarter that just ended, compared to net income of $540 million the same time a year ago. CNH Agriculture net sales decreased for the quarter by 24% to $3.31 billion, primarily due to lower shipment volumes on decreased industry demand. Now, net CNH agricultural sales for the first 9 months of 2024 are at $10.6 billion. CNH reported that, and that's down 20% from the same period a year ago. And with this report, they updated their 2024 financial outlook. It now expects ag segment net sales will be down between 22 and 23% year over year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about ag exports, and they fell in the last fiscal year. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the major trends during 2024 and how they impacted the exports. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
For most Americans, New Year's is weeks away, but for international traders in food and agricultural products, New Year's was weeks ago. And we now have the complete ag export numbers for fiscal year 2024, which ended September 30th. Total export sales, $174.4 billion, a bit better than some had predicted, about $1 billion better. But USDA economist Bart Kenner says export values were still down 2% from the year before.
We saw a lot of competition globally for our bulk products and decreasing unit values for those products. And so while we exported quite a bit, we received less money for those exports, and so we saw values go down.
especially for so-called bulk commodities, which account for over 30% of total U.S. agricultural export values. And for those products, it was not a great export year.
Major bulk products for fiscal year 24 were $54 billion, down 14% from the previous year.
Export values were up slightly for corn, but down substantially for wheat, soybeans, and cotton. Helping, however, to make up for those losses were some very nice increases in sales of U.S. high-value products.
Some of the increased categories we see, red meats and red meat products, were up 4% at $20.2 billion. Fruit products were up 11% over last year at $6.3 billion. And vegetable products were up 8% over last year at $8.6 billion.
Exports of nut products and ethanol were up by almost 20%. Meanwhile, imports of foreign ag products coming into the U.S. grew by 6%, creating an ag trade deficit of almost $32 billion. So that was 2024. And for 2025, Bart Kenner says some analysts are already predicting
more of the same.
But we'll see what USDA analysts think when they release their forecast in just a few weeks, Thanksgiving week. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.